Well, this weekend marks 10 years since the end of Sri Lanka's civil war. It lasted 26 years and saw Sri Lankan government forces fighting the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, known as the Tamil Tigers, who wanted an independent state in the north and east of the country. In the decades since the war, the United Nations has continued to call on the Sri Lankan government to investigate and prosecute human rights violations and war crimes which were committed on both sides. In a bid to assist, an Australian advocacy group has produced a conflict map, a resource that investigators could use in the pursuit of justice. Rachel Mealy has been investigating.
The Sri Lankan civil war saw many years of bitter fighting.
This is what a ceasefire looks like in Sri Lanka. The agreement signed more than 4 years ago exists now only on paper. It is an undeclared return to war.
But the Sri Lankan government finally declared victory over the Tamil Tigers on the 16th of May 2009.
The Sri Lankan government has formally declared an end to the 25-year civil war. Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa...
At the end of the war, human rights groups declared that atrocities had been committed by both sides and 100,000 people had been killed. But in the years since, those same groups have watched and waited for the perpetrators of war crimes and breaches of international law to be brought to justice. Now, the Public Interest Advocacy Centre in Australia has taken up the cause. Daniela Gavshon is the Transitional Justice Program Director.
I think it's very much an obligation of civil society in Sri Lanka to do this sort of work, but also I think as members of the international community and people who care about human rights, I think it's also really important that we use our resources to do that as well.
The Public Interest Advocacy Centre has compiled what's called a conflict map of the Sri Lankan civil war, detailing more than 2,000 incidents that took place across a quarter of a century of fighting.
We've looked at violations that have happened in each province and across the whole period of the conflict to create, as exhaustive as we can, list of what happened and where, and to try and start looking at what the patterns of violations are and what happened during the conflict.
Ms. Gavshon says the conflict map is based on publicly available documents and news reports that have been distilled into a database and a report. She says the resource can now be used by investigators as a first point of reference when they suspect a breach of international law has taken place.
When transitional justice mechanisms, so a truth commission or a court or a reparations mechanism, or even they've got there an office of missing persons, when they start to do their work, there's simply too much information that already exists for them to get their head across what's there to then be able to start their own research and investigation themselves and do their work. So by organising and getting this information into one spot, analysing it and presenting it, they can see what's already there and then from that, use that to then go and target what they want to research or how they want to design their investigations.
Daniela Gavshon says the international community should be insisting that the Sri Lankan government address the lingering injustices of the war.
We would encourage people to see that there were so many violations that were committed that affected so many people across the entire country. And unless real hard work is done to deal with the root causes of the conflict, the ethnic tensions that are underlying a lot of aspects of the conflict, it'll be very, very hard for people to move on. And so we would use this opportunity 10 years on and looking at the widespread effect of the conflict to encourage the Sri Lankan government to really tackle the issues that that have remained unaddressed around impunity.
Daniela Gavshon, the Transitional Justice Program Director at the Public Interest Advocacy Centre. Rachel Mealy with that report.